journey and don't stop believing. This is Point. Hello, welcome along to your Wednesday afternoon, helping you home. Just gone five, I'm Dan Porter. Right, in the studio, got the lovely Darcy. I'll tell you a bit more about her now. Way back in February, BBC Radio 2 Chris Evans and his fellow judges invited all children aged 13 or under to fire up their imaginations, put pen to paper and write a 500-word story. Over the next 3 or 4 months, they received almost 30,000 entries. Every single one was read and the elimination process began. Eventually, it was whittled down to the top 50 entries for each age group. These top 50 entries were read and judged by a guest panel, chaired by Chris Evans, who then selected 5 finalists and then 1 overall winner out of these. The top 50 shortlist entrants were invited to attend the Hay Festival on Friday the 3rd of June 2011 for the live outside broadcast of the BBC Radio 2 Chris Evans' breakfast show, where the entries of the five finalists were performed by an actor or well-known figure and broadcaster, and the winners were announced. Now, in the studio today, I have with me a young lady, Darcy Burnage. Hello.
Hello.
Put your mic down now a sec. Oh, there we go. You all right?
Yeah.
Ah, very good. You got through to the final top 50, didn't you?
Yeah.
You made it through to the top 5 finalists.
Yeah, I did.
That is quite amazing. What made you decide to enter the competition?
Well, my mum heard it on the radio and she knew that I loved writing stories, so she told me about it and straight away I started writing the story.
Oh, and how did you choose a subject for your story?
Well, I used to have puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the names?
I can't remember now because it was like when I was 6.
Was one of them Alfie?
That's a dog that I have now.
Oh, okay.
So, we had the puppies and they stole all the laundry. And then I just chose Alfie instead of all the puppies.
Oh, that's quite good. And how long have you been writing stories? Because you're not that old. How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. So how long have you been writing stories?
About 4 years.
4 years? Really?
Yeah. Mainly in school.
Ah. I was going to ask, where do you write your stories? Do you have any, like, it's like a secret place at home where you sit down and just write stories?
Well, it's not really secret.
No?
I go on the computer.
Okay.
Every time.
Oh. So do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have 2 brothers, yeah, and 1 sister.
So do they try to annoy you when you're trying to write on your computer?
Well, they've moved out now.
Have they?
My sister's in university.
Okay.
And my 2 brothers have moved out.
Oh.
So they're very rarely at home.
Oh, so you got a nice quiet house.
Yeah.
Ah, lovely. And what was it like actually meeting Mr. Chris Evans and Alex Jones of The One Show?
Very exciting.
Yeah?
But very nerve-wracking at the same time.
What did he say to you? Can you remember?
They just said hello and what I was going to say and interviewed me. And that's all, really.
Wow. Quite starstruck. I'd be quite starstruck meeting Chris Evans and Alex Jones, let alone being 10 at the time. That's amazing. Yeah. And how did you feel on the day before the results were given out? So the day before the results were given out, what was your feeling? What was sort of going through your head?
I couldn't really stop smiling because no. Getting this that far already was amazing. So being in the top 5 would have been just wonderful. So I was happy with the results so far, so any other further I got was a bonus.
Hmm. And as well as writing stories, a little bird tells me you like to sing and play the guitar too.
Yeah, I do.
Oh. What sort of stuff do you like? What sort of stuff would you sing?
Mainly musical theatre.
Hmm.
Sometimes more modern songs.
Name an artist you like to sing that's modern. Put you on the spot a bit. You know what I think?
Well,
jump back to that one.
I'll go back to that one.
All right then. How long have you been playing the guitar for then?
About
4 or 5 years?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Wow. So as well as writing stories, you're actually quite multi-talented.